the miracles taking place around us every second. The sun is the main source of energy of life on Earth. However, human beings and animals are unable to make direct use of solar energy. Since their bodies lack the systems to use that energy in its original state. However, at this stage, plants enter the equation together with another miraculous system. Plants turn solar energy into chemical energy by establishing an unbelievable energy conversion center in their own bodies. All the raw energy sources used by our cells are actually solar energy bestowed on us by means of plants. When we drink anything, for example, we are actually swallowing solar energy. The strength in our muscles is, in fact, nothing more than a different form of solar energy. Plants store solar energy in their bodies by carrying out highly complex chemical processes. Using carbon dioxide, a toxic gas, they create the food that provides the energy needed by human beings. The formula for these very special processes lies in their structures. In their entirety, these processes are referred to as photosynthesis. In order for photosynthesis to continue, a separate enzyme needs to discharge its own function at every stage of the phenomenon. Many highly specialized enzymes come together inside the cell. They permit the phenomena of solar energy being stored in nutrients to be carried out in full. The only reason why the plant cells carries out this task is to convert solar energy into a state that can be used by living cells. As a result of thousands of chemical processes, not all of which are as yet fully understood, solar energy sets out on a journey that begins in the plant and ends in living cells. Solar energy assumes many different forms during the course of this journey, at the end of which it becomes the source of a vitality that functions in a person's muscles, heart, kidneys, and even eyes. This chemical reaction, which takes place in the grass we walk on and the trees we pass beneath, is one of the basic conditions for life. And it has never been possible to reproduce it in any laboratory. Through this flawless order, the complexity of which exceeds all human intelligence and strength, Allah reveals His infinite compassion. Everything necessary for human comfort, well-being, health, and most important of all, life, is flawlessly planned, considered, and calculated. By reason of our Lord's blessing, the system continues uninterrupted at all times. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. A sign for them is the dead land which we bring to life, and from which we bring forth grain of which they eat. We place in it gardens of dates and grapes, and cause springs to gush out in it, so they may eat its fruits. They did not do it themselves, so will they not be thankful?